I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Interior Department protects millions of acres of land in Alaska, and tribal leaders urge President Biden to protect more than 1 million acres of land in California. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland has finalized a decision to maintain protections for 28 million acres of wilderness lands across Alaska, known as D1 lands. It's a move widely supported by tribal and conservation groups across the state, who say removing the protection would directly threaten indigenous ways of living and critical fish and wildlife habitat. The decision follows an extensive environmental impact analysis released in June by the Bureau of Land Management that recommended the Secretary of the Interior take no action regarding the protected lands. This leaves the lands off limits to potential mineral exploration and development. The lands were set aside following passage of the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and have been locked up ever since. The lion's share of the D1 lands is concentrated in the western part of the state, with millions of acres lining the Norton Sound region and extending to broader, larger portions of the Yukon and Kuskokwim River systems. In a statement this week, the Department of the Interior said the decision comes in response to an unlawful move made in 2021 during the final days of the Trump administration, when then Interior Secretary David Bernhardt signed orders to lift the protections on the land. In a statement, Haaland said tribal consultation must be treated as a requirement, not an option, when the federal government is making decisions that could irrevocably affect tribal communities. In addition to negatively impacting subsistence hunting and fishing activities, the BLM's analysis found that as many as 117 communities could see the loss of a federal subsistence priority on some lands if protections were lifted and the state were to gain ownership. Over the course of the environmental review process, more than half of the state's 227 federally recognized tribes expressed support for maintaining protections. According to a press release from conservation group Salmon State, 183 Alaska Native communities are located within 50 miles of a D1 land area, and half of all D1 lands in question lie within the range of the Western Arctic caribou herd. The state of Alaska, as well as Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, have strongly opposed maintaining D1 protections. The public land order finalizing the decision will be published in the Federal Register. Tribal leaders and California state lawmakers held a press conference Wednesday in Sacramento to urge President Joe Biden to designate 3 new national monuments in the state. It was held as the State Assembly considers Senate Joint Resolutions 16 and 17, which urged President Biden to use the Antiquities Act to designate the proposed Tzatzitla, Chuckwalla, and Quetzal National Monuments in Northern and Southern California. The resolutions previously passed the State Senate and the Assembly Committee on Water Parks and Wildlife. California Native American Assembly member James Ramos says the proposed national monuments would protect lands that have cultural resources and sacred significance to tribes. Alterina Santillanes is secretary of the Torres Martinez Desert Cuya Indians. Combined, the proposed 3 national monuments would protect more than 1 million acres of land. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.